From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Buildings in Eureka could be up to 6 stories tall under a new general plan just adopted by Eureka City Council. The general plan offers an outline for the city, including a new zoning code to take effect in December. There have been more than 24 public meetings leading up to the adoption, reports the Times-Standard. Doctors at a state hospital found that Hector Godoy Stanley was competent to stand trial as one of 5 people charged in connection with the carjacking and murder of 20-year-old Tyson Eduardo Claros in December 2016. Now a judge will issue his ruling on the matter. That could come any day. Godoy Stanley spent a number of months in competency training after one doctor declared him incompetent. Ultimately, the doctors involved with the competency training disagreed and sent him back to face charges. Arcata police say someone spray-painted the William McKinley statue in Arcata Plaza with a substance that has left the statue with a damaged finish in some spots. Police found the damage on Tuesday morning. So far, no word on any suspects in the case. There had been a decision to remove the statue from the plaza earlier this year, but statue proponents managed to put up a citizens' initiative which will let voters decide its fate on the November ballot. 35 law enforcement officers and mental health service providers from agencies across the county are taking part in a 4-day crisis intervention team training exercise to learn strategies to better respond to people experiencing mental health crises. The Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services has been collaborating with law enforcement to hold those trainings since 2007. It gives law enforcement officers and administrators tools to identify major mental health disorders and other disabilities when working in the field. They can help to de-escalate a crisis and divert those suffering from mental health challenges away from the criminal justice system. Construction on the storm-damaged culvert on Eel River Drive has been completed. After 2 months of extensive construction, the roadway's open completely. It's a smooth drive, and road striping will be done sometime soon. Also, Humboldt County Public Works installing a single-lane flat-car bridge across the washout on Stagecoach Road, and the road has been reopened. Stop signs are posted on either side of the bridge to cross only when clear. The advisory is to watch for oncoming traffic. Also, obey all traffic signs in the area, and watch for pedestrians who may be on the bridge at any given time. Although not restricted, vehicles towing trailers are not recommended on the bridge due to the single lane and the tight turns involved going and coming off the span. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.